Although the election is not until November 2018, four Democrats have already entered the race to challenge Northern New York's two-term Republican Congresswoman, Elise Stefanik. The first to announce began his campaign in January. Patrick Nelson of Stillwater says he started campaigning early for several reasons.
Number one being the sheer size of the 21st Congressional District. I think it's the fourth largest east of the Mississippi, certainly the largest in the state of New York. And the other reason was we adopted a shadow Congress strategy where we've been tracking along major pieces of legislation before the House, and we wanted to be active early in the new administration during the first 100 days to use the bully pulpit of the campaign to advocate on behalf of things like protecting the health care of some 70,000 residents of 21st Congressional District.
As you've continued this shadow Congress strategy, what are the key issues you've been hearing about?
Healthcare is the main one right now that you're hearing most people talk about. And I think it's because this is probably the most intimate way in which public policy interacts with most of our lives. So it gets it's very personal for people. It's very emotional. I mean, you know, when you compound that with the threats of potentially losing coverage, losing care, losing hospitals in the North Country, you know, people are really concerned. Other issues like our environment, you know, there was a big concern over, I think it was House Joint Resolution 38, which the Congresswoman voted for, which allows coal companies to begin dumping their debris back into streams and rivers and contaminating Americans' drinking water. You know, we have rivers in this area, and we're concerned, is the Congresswoman going to stand up and protect our drinking water in this area? Issues around privacy, there were big concerns over the Congresswoman's co-sponsorship of H.R. 1313, which loosened restrictions and could allow employers to get access to employees' genetic information through the employee wellness programs. And there was some real concern from people that are, you know, concerned about patient rights, patient privacy, and the implications that that could have. So these have been some of the issues we found going along.
Patrick Nelson, you've been holding a listening tour across the district to hear from constituents. How critical has it been for your campaign?
I think it's really effective. I mean, I like to say there's over 700,000 residents of the 21st Congressional District, and I believe that every single one of them knows something that I don't. For me to be an effective representative in Congress, I've got to learn these things. I have to be always receptive, always listening, and always learning the new things and improving my understanding in order to do the best job for what I hope will be my constituency in the 116th Congress. So it's been great for me to learn. It's also been great to, you know, share some of the things that I have learned. You know, we've been talking about things like the New York Health Act and single payer generally, and how do we have an improved Medicare for All system, either federally or on the state level, and kind of helping people understand what a system like that would look like. So it's been a great exchange. I make every effort to be as informed on policy and as much as I can, but I'm a human being. I'm a single human being, and to think that I'm going to have everything figured out and I'm going to know the answers to every question and have the solutions to every problem would be incredibly arrogant. You know, I'm always going to be receptive to the fact that I don't know everything. You know, I think we need that from our elected officials, is a sense of intellectual humility, a sense that we always have things to learn, and a sense that we need to collaborate with the constituency to effectively govern together. That's not saying I'm not doing my homework. I mean, a lot of these town halls are me explaining the technical details of different healthcare systems, either around the world or in the United States, explaining the difference between different approaches to universal healthcare, whether that's a mandate system or a single-payer Medicare for All system. You know, what do these words mean? So I've done my homework, but it's a never-ending process of self-education, and I'll never be done learning in this job.
Patrick Nelson, the Warren County Democratic chair recently predicted that as many as 9 people will enter the race for the Democratic Party. What strengths do you have in the primary that will then carry over to the race against the incumbent, Elise Stefanik?
I've already been elected by Democrats of this district to represent them. I was privileged and honored to be selected as a delegate to the Democratic National Convention from the 21st District. I know the district very well. I've worked in the two previous congressional campaigns, including the last one as the field director. So I feel as much as one can like a true resident of the broader district, having spent time in all of the counties and having met with people and, you know, really getting to know the area and the specific local issues throughout there. I mean, there's just a lot that that experience has taught me. I have very likely knocked on doors of more voters and had more one-on-one conversations with the voters in this district than probably most people. And I think from having all those conversations, from listening to people's concerns, that's what prepares me to know not only what are the issues in the region, but how to meet them and also how to communicate with the people that live in this very, very special place.
During a visit to Plattsburgh in July, Congresswoman Elise Stefanik was confident when asked about the growing number of Democrats stepping up to challenge her.
I've been through campaigns before. I've been through hard-fought campaigns, and I've won them significantly, and I'm going to be running on my strong record of independent and proven leadership for this district.
Three other people are seeking the Democratic nomination. In late June, Katie Wilson from Keene entered the race. In July, Tedra Cobb of Canton and Emily Martz of Saranac Lake announced their campaigns. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.